It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. Legendary college basketball coach Lou Henson has died. Henson's family made the announcement yesterday after he was buried in a private ceremony. Henson passed away Saturday at his home in Illinois. He was one of only about a dozen coaches to lead two different schools, Illinois and New Mexico State, to the NCAA Final Four. NMSU Athletics Director Mario Mocha remembers his achievements in basketball and in life.
Led us to the greatest single moment in our athletic history, the 1970 Final Four. You could go on and on about his basketball achievements and what he meant for the sport and what he meant for New Mexico State University. You know, and then there's the other side of the coin, and that's who he was, which was legendary in his own right. I mean, Coach was one of the most well-known, well-respected individuals, not just in the city of Las Cruces, but in the state of New Mexico. I mean, he was the ultimate ambassador. You spent 5 minutes with Coach and you left thinking you were the best of friends. He made everybody feel welcome. And, you know, it's a really sad day for Aggie Nation when we learned of his passing.
Lou Henson was 88. This summer, KRWG Public Media partnered with the PBS NewsHour Student Reporting Labs to offer a special experience for a Las Cruces student. Fred Martino reports.
Xavier Dominguez recently graduated from Las Cruces High School and will be attending New Mexico State University. He got an early start on his college education this summer thanks to a paid internship with KRWG. The funding was provided through the PBS NewsHour Student Reporting Labs. Xavier previously took part in two summer programs with the Student Reporting Labs, and KRWG Public Media worked with him in the Las Cruces High School Broadcasting Program. But this summer was a very different experience. As part of the internship, Xavier was assigned an in-depth feature. He chose to cover how the labor market is being affected by the pandemic. And while he had guidance with an outline and his final script, he also had great independence to develop the story, providing a real-world experience essential for those aspiring to work in broadcast journalism.
For me, I just feel like the way I approach the story, I wanted to do it both locally and nationally because I feel like as we are talking about us locally, we should be aware of what's happening nationally as well. So that was the way I wanted to approach it, especially since it is about employment. Employment affects everyone in the world, and especially the U.S. right now with COVID-19. So the way I tackled it is I wanted to definitely do both nationally and locally, but I also wanted to get a sense of how it's actually affecting people, and because this is a day-to-day struggle for a lot of people who can't find employment. So I definitely wanted to hit that topic more sensitive so people do know they're not alone and that everyone in the country is facing this struggle as well.
Since you are entering college in August, you're getting a head start on something that none of us thought we'd ever have to do. Here we are doing an interview with masks on. You did all of your interviews for this story remotely. Tell me how that's helped you in terms of your confidence going into the fall, knowing that you have down here some of the techniques.
It definitely has boosted my confidence of going to NMSU in the fall because I actually do know what I'm going to be doing on Zoom. I don't really need as much training since I've already learned it from the internship with KRWG.
Earlier this year, Xavier was honored as one of the PBS NewsHour Student Reporting Lab's Student Journalists of the Year. He received the award at the National Educational Telecommunications Association conference in Washington, D.C.
It was definitely a life-changing experience because there was only four of us in the nation. And for me, being able to represent the western side of the country, especially Las Cruces, that I know of, not a lot of people have done that. And we're one of the first ever to be of the Student Reporting Lab Student Journalist of the Year. So it was definitely was an experience I can definitely put on my resume. And I'm excited for my future of what PBS has brought me and being able to bring that into NMSU and try to be something different and try to stand out more is definitely something I'm looking forward to.
Xavier Dominguez, his in-depth report on how the pandemic is affecting the labor market, airs in a July episode of KRWG-TV's Emmy Award-winning Newsmakers. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.